Stay tuned for Bob Enyart Live. But first, hi, I'm Pastor Bob Enyart with our Denver Bible Church update.
Hey, Bob.
Doug.
I want to get in on the Denver Bible Church update.
You're in
week.
The update.
I'm in the update. I want to get in on the update because there's a couple of stories
that
I would probably ask you about during Sunday school.
On Sunday.
That happens a lot at Denver Bible Church.
Yeah.
The news of the day is discussed in a biblical light, in light of the Bible.
Yeah, all right. So you have a news question.
Yeah, there are a couple of news questions I would probably pose to you that I'll just pose to you now.
Yeah.
There's a story of a missionary, a Baptist missionary in Nairobi, Kenya. Mm. He was murdered.
Oh.
And my question to you...
We have friends who've been in Kenya for years, missionaries,
Really?
Yeah. Mike and Loretta Smazinski, they're home now.
Oh, wow.
And those that they went to serve with, but go ahead.
Well, this Baptist minister was murdered in a burglary, apparently.
Oh.
And my question to you as the pastor is, why did God kill this guy?
He's
62 years old. He's a pastor. He's preaching the word.
What a tragedy. What Christians think.
Why would God kill this guy at this point?
So this is a follow-up to the show we did about, does God target people with earthquakes?
Right. And does he target them with Kiswahili-speaking burglars?
What happened?
Well, this guy was staying at a guest house.
Yeah.
And burglars broke in, and they told him in Kiswahili, which is the language, apparently, to hand over his money. Well, he didn't understand what they said.
So Christians who think that, you know, everybody who gets murdered, raped, brutalized, whatever, it's all part of God's plan to glorify God.
Yeah, part of
they have to come up with a good reason for this.
Yes.
So they'd have to think, well, it was his theology. He had bad theology.
Bad theology. Well, he was a Baptist. I mean, it's hard to I mean,
so maybe he married the wrong woman.
Ah.
Or maybe he was in the wrong, you know, he wasn't in the Free Will Baptist, or he was the Southern Baptist, Seventh-day Baptist.
Yeah.
Or God killed him for some reason.
Right.
So they asked him in Kiswahili?
Yeah, they said to hand over your money. Well, he didn't understand the phrase, and he told them to go away, at which point they shot him dead.
So could you imagine that there are Christians who think that God orchestrated all that?
Of course.
So this guy, he has a desire to minister to the lost.
Right.
He gets to heaven, and he says, God, couldn't you have sent English-speaking burglars? I would have given him my money. And God says, I wanted to play with your head.
That's about the level of ridiculousness that you would have to go to.
In Christian thinking, Christian superstitious thinking, that everything could be interpreted. Like from Luke 13 that we did this past week,
right?
Then somebody would say, Jesus, was he killed because of all the Baptist missionaries? He was the greatest sinner.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus would say, like in Luke 13,
right?
I tell you, no.
No.
You goofball.
Right.
No, that's not why. He was killed because those guys were murderers. That's why he was killed.
Right.
And God is not micromanaging our lives.
But, Bob, I mean, the guy is a Baptist minister. You would have thought that God in his omniscience would have been looking out for this guy.
Well, God, you know, he created for 6 days, and then he rested.
Right.
He rested because he created human beings with minds and hearts and wills and animals and atoms and the sun burns.
Right.
And so he created, and he does allow his creation to function.
Wow.
Some people think God was like a guy who builds a fence, and he has to hold it up, otherwise it'd fall down. What kind of a fence is that?
That's a shoddy fence.
Yeah. God made the creation, and then he rested. And he created powers and principalities and authorities. And he created us in his image and likeness, and we're able to love or hate.
Yeah.
That's what we're able to do. And we could kill, or we could give a glass of cold water.
Right.
So anyway, it's tragic that every brutal, filthy, perverse thing gets attributed to God by millions of Christians.
Right, but this guy, he was a Baptist minister, and so he was murdered.
With the Lord right now?
He's with the Lord now.
And all the silly cliches that he himself may have repeated, sadly, well, now he'll no longer, his mind won't be clouded with those silly cliches.
That's right. God's looking out for him now. Now, there's another story if we have time, Bob.
Oh, we don't.
We don't have
time. We have to invite people to Denver Bible Church.
Come to Denver Bible Church, to Sunday school, and you'll hear the rest of my questions.
All right. And the sermon, and you'll hear, well, it's Luke 13. It's a good chapter. Hey, so we're done, right?
DenverBibleChurch.org.
Now stay tuned for Bob Enyart Live.
Gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with the weekend.
to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyar, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Secret's out. Doug, you're in the studio.
Yep, I'm here.
Thanks for joining in on the Denver Bible Church.
Yes,
update.
Well, it's Friday night, the second day of the new year,
yeah.
And we're live.
Yes.
So if folks want to call, if you're driving around Denver, you want to call the show, you can call us at 800-836-9278, right? That's 1-800-8-NYARD if you want to call and participate in the live broadcast.
So, Doug, of the news of the week,
yes.
We've got the U.S. had a military raid on a mosque in Baghdad,
oh.
A Sunni mosque, and we said we've seized arms and explosives.
No way. In a mosque?
In a mosque.
And was that in Baghdad?
In Baghdad. Western
wow.
Baghdad.
Who would have thought that?
Who would have thunk it?
Wow.
So it's actually, I'm really thrilled.
Bob, that's the best news of the entire week. Canceling all those flights from France was pretty good,
too. That was pretty good.
But this tops it.
Raiding a mosque is good.
Now, I saw some video, but I'm not familiar with the story. What did they find in there?
Well, the imam.
The
imam, al-Janabi.
You're pronouncing that very well.
Thank
you. Yes.
I drool al-Janabi Muhammad. I drool al-Janabi.
Yeah.
The imam. He denied that the raid netted much weaponry, and he said this. He said, in every mosque in Iraq, we keep light guns for self-protection.
Oh, well, that's believable. I could believe that. Yeah, I could believe that.
Our troops said they found sticks of high explosives, hand grenades, AK-47 rifles, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and thousands of rounds of ammunition.
Thousands of rounds. Well, it is an Arab neighborhood. You know, you never know what's going to break out.
This is not just a couple
nine millimeters. Rocket-propelled grenades.
Launchers.
Man, those are nasty.
Yeah, and sticks of high explosives.
Yeah.
That's for when your parishioners get out of hand.
Right.
The potluck is over. Nobody will leave. You turn the lights on and off twice.
You can't get rid of them.
And then you hold up the sticks of high explosives.
Everybody out. Start firing your guns in the air, please.
All right. So, According to people at the mosque,
yeah.
The U.S. troops trampled on the Holy Quran.
All right.
I wasn't expecting that reaction, Doug.
We're finally getting down to brass tacks here.
It's about time.
Oh, no, right? Now that's...
What are our tax dollars going for anyway?
Right.
It's about time.
About time we started stomping on that Quran.
All right. Trampled on the Holy Quran,
yeah.
Which is really fine.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
No.
No, but I did see on the video on CNN that the guys left some, the peanut butter and stuff out of the MREs and that pork slice that nobody can ever eat. They left those laying around. And that was kind of rude.
Poison pork.
Yeah. But I thought the Iraqi children seemed to be okay with it. I mean, they were picking up the peanut butter.
Yeah. Well, they were there for 5 hours in the mosque.
Wow. So, American troops actually entered a mosque.
Yeah.
Armed.
In gear. They were angry that they came in with their boots on. They wanted them to take their boots off and leave their guns at the door.
Right.
So they could just shoot them.
Sure, Farid. Let me just take my boots off.
Unopposed.
Unbelievable.
So they said they trampled on the Holy Quran, which I'm sure is not true.
What, that the Quran is holy?
Well, that I know is not
okay.
True, but I'm sure they didn't trample on it,
no.
Which I'd like a partial tax refund since
right.
They missed that opportunity.
Well, they tore it. On CNN, they had a picture of a Quran with a torn page.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're going to go in and desecrate the place,
how
I mean, desecrate it.
How much do you
want
to bet
you know?
That the imam tore it?
Yeah, the imam tore it.
I would bet a dollar to my right arm.
Yeah. Yeah, of
that
course.
One of our guys didn't tear
no,
the
in fact, I'll bet they were incredibly nice for troops storming a building. I mean,
yeah,
as nice
right.
as you can be.
So they said they trampled down the Quran, they beat up some of the worshipers,
yeah.
And they stole computers and a donations box.
A donations box.
So anyway,
I didn't know they passed the plate at the mosque.
They do.
Yeah.
But how do you think they fund all these insurgency
right.
attacks?
Yeah.
So anyway,
that's
we
great
arrested.
News.
Yeah, we arrested.
Don't you think that's kind of dramatic though, as far as
very,
the world opinion?
It is. It's great.
Isn't that going to enrage the Arab world? And
probably not.
Make them
for
hate
some
us?
Weird reason. Yeah. Right. Yeah. For some weird reason, I think we're going to get a pass on this.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
My wife was. We were watching the story, and she said that you know if we wouldn't have stomped on their Quran. and wouldn't have left all those peanut butter wrappers around, then they probably would really like us by now.
Yeah, right. If only we hadn't done that.
Right.
Exactly. All right. What else? So
awesome
in Baghdad,
news. That's a major development. I wonder if we'll start going into more mosques, since a lot of this stuff seems to emanate from the mosques.
Yeah.
I hate to, disparage any particular religion, but unfortunately, there's a lot of terrorists in the basements of mosques.
Yeah, it emanates from the...
it emanates?
Yeah, or whatever. Okay, but why don't we go from Iraq to Brazil? Because we insulted the Brazilians.
We did.
I don't know how you do that.
I wasn't aware that we had insulted our Brazilian
brethren. They're all upset because, here to fight terrorism, we've decided that everyone who comes to this country from another country, if they're required to have a visa,
right,
they also have to be fingerprinted.
Makes sense.
27 countries don't have to have visas, people to come here.
Right.
Like Canadians, Mexicans, from
Israelis,
England.
I think they don't need a visa.
Israelis probably.
Yeah, yeah. Friendly
New
countries.
New Zealand, Australia.
Right.
I would guess those are countries.
Right.
You don't need a visa.
The nice countries.
You have your passport and you come here.
Right. You just come over.
But the rest of the nations in the world, they need a visa. So if you need a visa, you got to be fingerprinted. So Brazil, they're angry, and they have denounced us for this. And a judge now has ruled that Brazil will fingerprint all U.S. citizens landing in Rio de Janeiro.
That's so mature.
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh, man.
Right. You're going to do this to us, we do this to you. Okay, but let me quote their federal judge, Julier Sebastião da Silva.
Okay.
He said in his court order, quote, and this is funny. Okay, he said, I consider the act, what we did, America.
Requiring the fingerprints.
Yeah.
Right.
I consider the act absolutely brutal, threatening human rights, violating human dignity, xenophobic, and worthy of the worst horrors committed by the Nazis.
Oh, come on. He didn't say that.
He said that. He wrote it in his federal court order. It's just out of control.
Well, they ought to know about the Nazis in Brazil. Didn't they hide a whole bunch of them after the war?
Argentina.
They were all over the place down there.
So anyway,
that seems like he's taking it a little bit too far.
Taking it a little personally and a little carried away.
Right. Because if it was really that bad, he should just imprison all the Americans coming through to make up for this horrible abuse that we've inflicted on them.
Yeah. I mean, it just cracks
He's outraged.
He's upset.
Yeah. All right. Well, now, I've got some stories here.
All right. What do you have?
I didn't know if you had any interest in the fact that the government is going to ban the sale of ephedra.
We could talk about that.
Ephedra, which is, it's like one of these things you take so you don't sleep, you don't eat, you lose weight.
I heard that 155 deaths have been attributed to ephedra.
That's what this AP story says.
So why don't we come back from this break and then we'll talk about that. Like, I'd like to compare it to, say, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts.
How many deaths per year from peanuts?
Well, when we get back.
Yeah.
At Bob Inyart Live and KGov.com, you'll find literature, audio, and video products that are a must for the library of any Christian interested in studying the truth of the Bible. You'll find essential material like the plot manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible that will clear up doctrinal issues. Then there's The Tree, a fun audio journey back to the Garden of Eden, where you'll learn about this most famous tree and its impact on humanity. Check out the Mount Moriah video. This video gives evidence for the resurrection, combining biblical and secular resources. It's a great witnessing tool. And don't forget the death penalty video. Learn that Jesus advocated the death penalty and learn how God put the death penalty at the heart of the gospel. You can directly help Bob's outreach by subscribing to Best of Bob, Bob's Best 8 Shows of the Month, or build a Bible study library by ordering the monthly Bible albums. There's a lot more, so give us a call at 1-800-8-INYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278 or KGOV.com.
Okay, this is a live commercial break here, and we are in association with, in partnership with, the U.S. Postal Service.
We are?
We bring you the Bob Inyart Live subscriptions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, can people subscribe to a video a month?
Yeah.
Do you have a program?
Video a month, a Bible study album a month, a Sunday sermon a month.
Wow. You got a lot of great videos.
A donation a month.
They can just make a donation outright?
Well, yeah, but I guess now the postmaster
right
might not like me saying in partnership with.
Yeah, I don't. I
in association with.
They'll have a disclaimer out by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but what I mean is they deliver it.
Okay.
But they're not very particular.
No, they'll pretty much deliver anybody's mail.
Anybody's stuff.
Even right wing religious conservatives.
For now, they still deliver Christian stuff.
Right.
So we're taking advantage of it.
Well, speaking of delivery, I am going to be delivering one of your videos to a gentleman down in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Maybe next week if the whole trip comes together.
Oh, wow.
But he's got a problem. Mm. And you've got so many great videos. Folks, if you got a friend out there with a problem, whether it's a problem with sin in his life or maybe he doesn't understand the Bible as well as he could.
Or evolution.
Or he believes evolution. You've got the products, Bob.
People could call us at 800-8-NYAR or go to kgov.com. And look, I've got a problem. What do they have to help? And we'll have something.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bob, there's a lot of new laws. It's a new year, and there's a lot of new laws.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story here that goes through some of the new laws that are coming onto the books this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't a headline like stupid and silly and funny laws.
These are just standard new laws.
The stuff that happens every year. And, for example, in Tennessee, a new law that went into effect yesterday requires large tags on mattresses announcing whether or not they are new.
Okay.
So apparently, where does that come from?
And obviously it'll be unlawful to remove this tag.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a big bold.
For millions of kids, that was their first real rebellion against authority, just ripping off that tag. They just stared at it for like 5 years, and one day,
they just did
12
it.
Years old, they just yanked on that thing.
Next thing you know, they're in San Quentin.
Broke federal law. I get if you can't tell a used mattress from a new one, you don't deserve a new one.
You should end up with a used mattress.
That's right.
But I guess in Tennessee, there's law was necessary.
You know, and in the Bible, it's just basics. If you steal, if you rob,
right.
Fraud, you stole it.
You would think that's selling used mattresses
as
new would already be covered by type of law.
Should be.
Well,
right.
But no. But you know what? It is legislators need things to do.
Yeah.
They need to do things.
It's such a shame.
They make good money, and people expect them.
That's like your Ephedra thing.
Yeah. Oh, Ephedra. How could we?
You know,
yeah, let's
bureaucrats find their self-worth in saying no.
Yeah.
That's
right.
How they find worth. If they didn't say no, they would be failures.
Right.
So there's what, 10, 12 million people taking Ephedra.
Yeah, Ephedra, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about it.
Well, I know that it is a main element in most of your illegal methamphetamine production.
Okay.
It's a main ingredient.
Yeah, but that's not what they're talking about here.
No, they're not.
That's all illegal.
Right, that's all
but
illegal.
But this is diet pills.
Yeah, this is like Metabolife.
Yeah.
Not that they're a sponsor, although we could send them an invoice for that mention.
All right.
Metabolife has
they're going to be out of business pretty soon.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of stuff.
Ephedra is about a $2 billion a year industry.
It's big time, yeah.
With millions of people taking it.
Yeah.
And I don't know much about Ephedra, so I don't want to encourage people to take it or I don't know.
It's probably not that good.
I've never looked into it.
It's a stimulant.
We've taken Sudafed.
Now that's pseudo.
That's what it means, pseudo Ephedra.
Right.
Right?
Right. Different isomer.
Okay.
It's a slightly different deal.
But I do know about peanuts.
Peanuts?
Yeah, I don't know about ephedra, but peanuts.
I'm familiar with peanuts.
There are about, you know, people who are allergic to peanuts go into anaphylactic shock.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
So that's why in airplanes today we have first class and coach smoking, non-smoking peanuts, non-peanuts.
Non-peanuts section.
So that's you have like coach smoking non-peanuts. It gets very confusing.
You want a window or an aisle? I can't even think anymore.
But I read in an article that there 155 deaths have been attributed to ephedra.
155 in 2003 or?
No. Well, they didn't say over what period of time. And I got the sense that it definitely is not in a year. That must mean since they've been keeping track.
Right.
So is that 5 years, 10 years? I don't know.
That I don't know.
I don't know. But if 160 deaths per year from peanuts and other nuts.
What?
160 per year from peanuts.
160 a year
deaths.
From peanuts?
Yeah.
That's alarming.
And so why don't we outlaw peanuts? Which obviously, if the 155 in a ephedra is over 10 years, peanuts kills 10 times as many people as ephedra.
Yeah, you're right.
And you don't lose weight from peanuts.
No, you don't.
And, you know, being overweight kills people.
It kills people on it.
So if ephedra helps people lose weight,
right,
and it kills some,
right,
peanuts kills many and gets them overweight. So what's the argument for keeping peanuts legal?
Well, I think we should I think if you mention that to the FDA, that they would seriously consider it.
All right.
And they would have, you know what, they'd work on it day and night.
And you know what else? How about this compound?
Yeah.
A lot of people die from this. Dihydrogen monoxide.
Sounds dangerous.
Now, liberals, I tell you, they're going to fight to outlaw this soon because 4,000 people die every year from dihydrogen monoxide.
And what it's some kind of poisoned or something.
It kills people. From an overdose.
Overdose of dihydrogen monoxide.
Right. You get too much in your system and you die. And 4,000 people die every year. It's left in open containers and vats all over the country.
How is it disposed
it's
of responsibly?
Into the hillsides. Why don't you tell? Now, I bet you there are liberals who are thinking we should outlaw dihydrogen monoxide.
Yeah, or, you know, have
public school teachers out there
right.
who just thought of a class project.
Right. To start the fight against dihydrogen monoxide.
Right there, congressman.
Right.
Now, you and I haven't talked
now,
about
I have
this.
A limited chemistry background, but dihydrogen would be H2.
Yeah,
monoxide.
Mono
O.
is one.
H2O.
H2O. That's water. Water.
Okay.
So 4,000 people die from water every year.
That's good, an overdose.
Right?
Too much in your system. That can happen.
Yeah, right. It's left in open containers,
certainly
open
is.
Vats.
Right. And it seeps into the ground.
Seeping through our wetlands are filled with it. So if ephedra kills 155 people per year, I mean per decade.
Even if it was per year, that would seem like an acceptable
risk. Less than
risk.
Peanuts.
Less than peanuts.
Although not everyone takes ephedra, whereas probably 90% or 95% of Americans eat peanuts.
Right. I think they said there's some 30 million people who take ephedra.
Oh.
And you know what's funny? This story from the AP today is talking about how there's a run on ephedra. Now, the government they've come out and they said that this is a dangerous product that'll kill people.
So stop taking it now.
No,
you can't buy it.
No, they're going to do it in a couple of months.
Yeah, but they said stop now.
Well, they said stop now.
Yeah.
But they didn't ban it right now.
No, but they might as well have because you can't buy it because the shelves are clear.
Right. Now, people are going in and buying bucket loads of ephedra-based products.
Right.
And, if it was really a dangerous compound, you would think that that these runs on the GNC.
20 million
that
people
that would be some kind of crime to go in and buy 50 bottles of ephedra. What are you, some kind of mass murderer? Leaving here with all that ephedra.
Right.
Are you, a terrorist?
Anyway, so, you know, bureaucrats, Tommy Thompson, they get their self-worth. Like, if you go to the motor vehicle and you got the title and you got your new car and you're all excited, you need to register it, and the lady says, it's no good, your paperwork. The seller didn't write Junior in a signature. John Smith Jr.
Right, right.
Didn't write Junior, it's no good. You say, look, the guy was just driving through the state. He's probably in New Mexico. I can't find him. I don't know who he is. He didn't write Junior. Take it up with your congressman.
Sir, the policy is the policy.
Right.
The policy is the policy. My hands are tied.
And we said no. How many times? What is it about no you don't understand?
Oh, man.
So anyway, that's what they do. That's what bureaucrats do. They say no. And I don't know about ephedra. I don't know diddly squat about it. But I know about peanuts.
Yeah.
And at least 10 times more people die every year from peanuts is from ephedra.
Huh.
So assuming that that's a 10-year statistic there.
Yeah.
And forget water.
Forget water. That stuff's dangerous.
I know more about water than peanuts.
but by the way, just as an aside, I just want to remind the audience that the same FDA on December 16th.
The same FDA.
The same FDA that is banning ephedra.
Right.
At least,
because it's dangerous.
Because it kills people. The Food and Drug Administration voted on December 16th, advisors who were hired by the FDA, mm-hmm. voted to recommend this morning after abortifacient pill
right.
for sale over the counter.
Right.
Over the counter. I mean, you can't get Ephedra because it might make, I don't know, it'll give you a heart murmur or something like that.
Right. But this abortifacient.
Buy a pill that will kill a child for sure,
right.
and it might kill you.
If there's a child there. Right.
Yeah, if there's a child there, it'll kill it. This,
yeah, right.
This abortifacient pill, an 11-year-old girl can go into Walgreens and just buy it. But she can't get, if she needs to drop 40 pounds, she's just going to have to work out.
Mm-hmm.
She can't get Ephedra.
Right.
But she can get a pill to kill her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. What
That's
else
just as an aside.
What else do we have here? I have a story on the Neverland Ranch estate manager.
Yeah. Oh, the estate manager.
Yeah, now he quit in 1992 saying Jackson refused to pay him overtime.
Okay. Well.
And he's from the Philippines. His name is Mariano Quindoy.
Okay.
And
now, is he a disgruntled former employee?
Well, he quit.
Apparently,
so he's somewhat disgruntled.
Yeah.
But he did say that Michael Jackson would be the nicest guy you'd ever meet if it wasn't for him being a gay pedophile.
Whoa, okay.
And he said this on an interview broadcast nationally in the Philippines.
Really?
This is a story from WorldNet Daily. And he said that Michael Jackson is a gay pedophile and that he lures children, boys,
yeah.
most of them ages 7 to 12. But even some infants, he brings them into his room to engage in gay sex. And he said he's willing to testify in the current case.
Really?
Yeah. He said when he heard the news on TV, he told his wife, Michael is doing it again.
Hmm.
I expect that this will happen again. He will do it again and again. In this case, if this case ends and Michael will not land in jail, he will do it again.
Yeah, well.
But the thing is, even if he goes to jail, he's still going to do it again.
Well, yeah.
When he gets out of jail.
Oh, well, I thought you were talking about in jail.
Oh.
He might.
Well, he likes only boys.
Yeah, well,
you know,
he's going to meet some guys he doesn't like in there.
Yeah.
In jail, which is, that's horrible. You shouldn't ever.
Yeah.
Even a pedophile shouldn't be subjected to that.
No,
just
be killed.
Just be executed.
Right.
Which is much more humane.
And so anyway, Michael Jackson, you know, he says he likes kids.
Yeah.
But it's just boys.
Just yeah, he loves kids.
And
right?
he becomes these best friends with them, and then he dumps them when they're 13.
Hmm.
If you like kids and you invest your life and you're helping them and you get to know them and they're growing up and then they graduate, they get engaged.
Right. You follow them throughout their...
Yeah, you just drop them.
Hmm.
And that's what NAMBLA writes, the North American Manboy Love Association,
yeah.
the pedophiles,
yeah.
the homo pedophiles. They say that they teach their members how to seduce a kid and then how to drop the kid.
Wow.
That's they have it like a science.
Wow.
So Michael Jackson is their poster child.
So what do you think the odds are that Michael Jackson was abused somehow as a kid? I mean, normal men, I mean, how does that start in your mind to do that to a kid? I think the only way you could cross that line is to somehow have had your brain corrupted by having something like that happen to you.
Well, that's the way it happens, I'd say, most commonly.
Most commonly.
And he probably did. I mean, he had a basket case of an upbringing.
Yeah, he was on the road in entertainment. And
yeah. His brothers would bring prostitutes into the
yeah.
hotel rooms. And so who knows?
It's a real shame. How do you help a guy like Michael Jackson?
You kill him.
That's it. You introduce yeah. him to the Lord. You say, tomorrow morning,
you're going to meet God, so you have the next 12 hours.
Right.
Although I'd prefer it at prime time, televised.
Right. So we'll give him 18 hours so that we can get all the cameras in there.
Yeah.
And then he might repent. He
yeah.
might repent.
That's right. In the Bible, the people are going to be executed. There's about a 50% repentance rate.
That's right.
It's good.
A So, Bob, I'm going to be delivering a video that I purchased from the ministry.
Yeah.
Down to a guy in the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be delivering him a video entitled Morality.
Morality. Why God forbids sexual immorality.
Yeah, and that video is so dramatic. Me and my brother watched that video together.
Oh, my.
Some years ago, along with an unsaved family member.
Oh.
And we're all in roughly the same age group.
Mm-hmm.
And your description of how people are seduced by sexual immorality was very dramatic and very moving, and I highly recommend it.
Now, Doug is with me here in this live commercial, and so this video, Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality.
Right. Every man in America should see this video, and in the first 10 minutes of the video, you're sitting there saying, this is the story of my life.
Oh.
All three of us, me and two other guys watched it, mm-hmm. and all three of us said, you know, this is exactly what happened to me.
Right.
This is how I was exposed to sexual immorality. This is how I became addicted in whatever phrase, but
whatever form,
you know, I developed an appetite for things that initially disgusted me.
Mm.
And none of us had ever really sat and thought about the fact that, you know what, the first time we were exposed to sexual immorality or even sex, we thought it was gross.
Mm.
But then the video is phenomenal. It can help people to deal with the probably the biggest problem in the church and the world today.
Yeah, that young kids, right? Young kids are sexualized. Boys are absolutely ruined. Girls are coarsened and hardened.
Right, right.
And it sets you up for failure. It sets you up for divorce.
Yeah.
And so we have rampant, you know, epidemic divorce. Kids growing up in broken homes or homes that are just as good as broken, practically.
Yeah.
And so this video, Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality, it's $24.95 plus shipping and handling and money-back guarantee, 30-day money-back guarantee.
KGov.com.
We're back. So, Doug, before the break, we brought up Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
And were we done with him?
We had him executed. We've had him executed. Now, hasn't he joined the Nation of Islam?
Well, seems like it.
What's the deal with the Nation of Islam? As soon as you get arrested,
yeah, right.
You know, you join the Nation of Islam.
Right. They're providing his security.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're pretty good at that. I know what it is. It's because he figures he might go to jail. And if he's in with the...
There's a lot of those guys
there. Those guys will protect him from...
Yeah, now the kid, the 13-year-old kid, he was 13, is he 14 now? He told the police, this news just came out today.
Well, I heard Garagos, Mark Garagos, attack the credibility of this boy.
Right.
So, you know, said that his family's a mess and this kid's a mess.
Yeah, right. Blame the victim is a normal approach. But the kid described to the police exactly where this briefcase would be in Michael Jackson's bedroom, I guess, filled with pornography.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And they searched the home, obviously, based on this information.
Right, and they found that.
Oh, really?
So what's Michael Jackson doing with pornography?
I don't know. I thought he was an asexual Peter Pan type. You know, that's what they said. Yeah, yeah.
And he loves children, but really just little boys.
Yeah.
And he dumps them when they're 13.
Wow.
But anyway, and where Michael keeps a stash of alcohol, which he's a teetotaler, right?
From what I understood that Michael
Wasn't
Jackson...
He, what was his religion before his
He was either a
brush?
JW or a Mormon, one of those.
Before his current Jehovah's... brush with...
with Allah? His current brush with Allah.
His next album will be Allah Akbar. He'll come on stage. Allah Akbar!
Oh, man.
Could you see it? His nose will fall off right there in the middle of the video.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on that nose. Did you hear the interview with 60 Minutes when he was whispering into the earring of the who's the guy on 60 Minutes? Ed Bradley.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael was whispering into Ed Bradley's earring. And he sounded congested. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Oh.
Michael Jackson's got problems with his nasal cavity.
Because his nose is apparently falling
Well,
off.
I tell you, I work with plastic surgeons a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a plastic surgeon tell me that he has heard of cases where people get way too many surgeries, and eventually you just can't heal.
Your nose will not reattach.
And he said he's turned people away who've come to him and said they want, and he said, I can't do it.
You've had too many.
But he said there are unethical surgeons.
So he's always carrying this surgical mask in front of his, hiding his nose.
Right.
And it seems like when he's when he's going to do like the special for CBS,
right.
He probably spends 5 hours in makeup.
Yeah.
And they glue his nose and they makeup it, putty it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably a prosthetic nose.
Well, that's what the surgeon told me. He said there is a very good chance that he's there's a name for it, too. Mm. Anyway, a necrosis, basically. It just can't heal anymore.
Like a dead nose.
It's like a dead – the tissue is unable to heal.
Mm.
And that could be what's up with Michael. It looks like he's had some work done on the nose, okay? Mm. I mean, to me.
Yeah.
Just as a casual observer, it looks like he's had some work done on it, maybe a little too much work.
Mm.
And now he's liquoring the kids up,
when he gets
up,
to
right?
jail, and if he is a member of the nation, will he gradually get darker and darker? I don't.
Probably.
I'm just curious.
But, you know, the great thing about the pale nature of his skin is all those jailhouse tattoos will stand out and look really sharp.
Mm.
Yeah. I think you have to get tattoos in prison.
All right. So Michael Jackson, the gay pedophile, is guilty.
And now the government is going to contribute to Michael's further descent into hell.
By putting him in jail.
Right. If they can actually put him in. Either way. They'll either put him in jail or they'll let him go. Either way,
it'll make him worse.
Yeah. They're not going
to
help
him. We don't have anything to offer him help, our secular government.
No.
Yeah.
But Christianity has answers for him. They're tough answers, tough love.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a nice experience for Michael.
No.
But if he could ever face the fact of his sin repent.
He's not the kind of guy who'd get beat to death in jail, right? Even
though
he's child molesters normally
they
have
don't
it
do
rough.
Very well. Yeah.
Even in a sissy, like going to a county jail, you know, people get arrested, they're in the city.
Yeah.
And then they go to county.
Right, right.
And they think it's a big deal, you're in the county. Really, you're just a sissy. So the county's filled with a bunch of sissies.
Yeah.
You know, bunch of guys who beat up their girlfriends,
right.
Drive around drunk,
right?
Bunch of morons,
sure.
And but if you're a child molester, that you get threatened.
Oh yeah,
in
I'll
the
bet.
County.
Yeah,
even though it's a bunch of sissies.
Yeah. Well, you know, even people who beat up their girlfriends and drink and drive know that there's something about child molestation that even in them triggers the desire to kill the person.
So I wonder if he could get killed in jail.
He could.
Whoever did it would be well known.
Yeah.
Could get a book deal.
Well, there's a lot of guys in prison who they got nothing to lose.
Right. And so then if that happened, we could say, see, the system worked. Right? That's the only time you could say that phrase.
Right.
Someone who should be executed gets beat to death in jail.
Yeah, like Father Gagin.
Yeah, right.
See, the system worked.
Don't ever say that phrase except when someone gets beat to death
That's
in jail.
Right.
Now, should have been
now wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before you say that, Bob, another new law that came in Michigan, there's a new law that requires store owners to conceal part of the covers of pornographic magazines or put them in a separate area from, you know, like Field and Stream. They have to put them in a separate area,
right.
And they have to obscure. In so, see, the system, we're making some progress.
They could put them in a room where all the pedophiles can gather.
Oh, yeah.
What a shame that, pornography should be against the law. It should be illegal again to sexually exploit people.
Right, and people who do it, people who produce pornography should be put to death.
Well,
they should be executed.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I'm all for that. That way, we could have all the magazines just right out there in front.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
No separate. It would be easier on the store owners.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have more new laws, but we should go to the phones.
All right. Who do we go to?
Let's go to line 27, David in Denver. Speak your mind.
Hello, guys.
Howdy.
What's up?
Speak your mind.
Hey, you said that we might have a problem with
dihydrogen monoxide.
Not that we could have a problem.
We do.
Bob just basically laid out the fact that it has a history of killing people.
4,000 people per year.
Yeah.
I see. But I don't think that's going to be a problem because, you know, as you know, we're running out of water.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, in other words, this problem will naturally solve itself.
Right.
Yeah, even though the planet is covered with, three-quarters of the Earth is covered with water, we're running out.
We're running out of
water.
That
is funny, isn't it?
This is according to the Denver Water Board.
Well, now,
really?
Okay, now go ahead. No, go ahead, David. Are you going to quote some statistics?
Well, absolutely.
I love those.
I heard this commercial for the Denver Water Board on a competing radio station.
Oh, yeah.
And they said that if you have a leaky faucet, you could be losing 500 gallons of water.
And where is it going to go, I wonder?
I don't know.
Space, maybe?
Yeah, right.
You know, once that water's gone, it doesn't come back.
Hey, David, you know, some of the other radio stations in Denver, they'll put anything on here.
They'll take money from anyone.
Well, also in this commercial, it said that you should take 5-minute showers.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I don't know.
Minutes?
Some of the members of some of our liberal friends, they do.
I can't
seem
possibly
to have a hygiene problem.
Yeah, some of those hippies smell pretty bad.
I can't possibly wake up in 5 minutes.
No way. I'm just barely getting my eyes open. Right. Now, David, though, seriously, now you're from Denver, right?
Right.
So you remember we were rationing water
last
year.
Yeah.
Now, I really believe that there is a problem in the way we gather our water here in Colorado. We need more dams, and we need better water management.
Doug, we can't do that. You know why?
Why?
Well, the Rocky Mountain barking salamander would be in danger.
We're not running out of water since the Industrial Revolution. How much water have we used up?
I think that we're about to run out right now, aren't we?
Of the trillions of gallons of water, how much have we used up? Like, maybe a few ounces have been lost in outer space,
right?
Let out of the space shuttle.
The only water we lost was from the plumbing on the shuttle out there in space.
Well, yeah.
That's the only water we've actually lost.
Now, for the most part. Now, sometimes it becomes more difficult to use because of accessibility, but that's a management problem.
Right.
So now since you think that we're not going to run out of water, then we do have to get back to that
4,000
monoxide poisoning.
Yes.
Monoxide poisoning.
We got to work on that.
Okay. Well, God bless you guys.
Thank you for the call, David. God
talk
bless.
To you later.
Appreciate that.
Happy New Year.
We know our Denver Water Board has got our best interest in mind.
Yeah, I heard that commercial with the drip, drip, drip. Yeah. I just can't understand. Well, does the government really think they have to tell people that, you know, if you have a leaky faucet that you're wasting water?
That you're paying for it.
Yeah, and you're paying for it.
So people who don't know that, if they don't know the mattress A is old, B, the leaky faucet
is costing you money,
right? They don't know these things. It's called survival of the fittest. It's natural selection.
Well,
you deserve bed bugs and to be poor.
Well, you know, when I joined the military, which that was a government job, by the way, if any of you young guys are thinking about joining the military and you think it's really romantic, it's really just a government job. And I remember when we showed up at boot camp, they taught us how to brush our teeth. Okay. Now, we were all at least 18 years old, okay? But there were guys in the group who were unfamiliar with the whole thing. So you'd be amazed at what you run into. You know,
and I guess people are... You can educate them.
Yes. They taught us how to take a shower.
So there's some
benefit. How to properly take a shower. Step one, step two.
That's funny.
Start here and you finish there. They taught us how.
I never went to boot camp.
Yeah, and they made me shave. Yeah. And I didn't have a hair. I didn't have a single hair on my chin. They made me shave every day. It was just unbelievable. But it really is just a government job, and the food's not all that good, but it's not a bad experience.
Well, right now we need them.
Yeah, have you heard all the commercials for the Garden Reserve? Mm. Every other commercial on the radio. Mm. It's because we need more troops to fight the war on terrorism.
Yeah.
We'll be right back on Bob Enyart Live.
Get those imams.
I think we should talk about the subscriptions. I think that is really what needs to be highlighted.
All right.
The subscriptions.
The monthly Bible study albums.
Right.
Last week, a couple people signed up for subscriptions.
All right.
And, Doug, we dance on our tabletops here.
I heard you say that on the show the other night. And I thought that people probably think you're joking, but they have no idea.
We're so excited when people sign up for a subscription because that's monthly.
Right.
And it helps us a little bit be able to gauge our revenue and our expenses and keep going.
Right. And so people can sign up for $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
They get a different audio album every month, teaching through the Bible.
Bible study album.
Right.
On all different topics and going through books of the Bible.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun.
So you got anything in? Is there any creation evolution stuff in there?
Oh, yeah. Well, we get Genesis creation.
Oh, yeah. The whole book of Genesis.
Right. And so it's a lot of fun. It's good. It's entertaining and educational. And there's a money-back guarantee, 30 days.
30-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah.
If you're not satisfied.
So you sign up for an album, you listen to it, and every month you return it, you get your money back.
You can,
but we'll catch Johnny after.
Double tape decks, you could just dupe it
after
every
2 to 3 months, we'll catch Johnny.
No, I don't think, and I can't remember ever having anyone have returned product.
Virtually never.
Virtually never. It, you know, I
five times in 12 years?
I think we had one Calvinist, but he said that he was predestined to return it, and there really wasn't much he could do. he was sending back your debate on predestination and free will, if I'm not mistaken. But that's the only documented case.
That's funny. We had a couple plots. We had an atheist buy the plot and return it for a refund.
Right, because he just, obviously, it was way over his head.
Right. And, well, I don't know, but we said, money back if not satisfied.
Right.
And we told him we had been totally satisfied with his money, and so he could keep the plot. No, that's not true.
No,
we gave him his money back.
Yeah.
Willfully, cheerfully.
Yeah. Well, it's a great resource to get an album every month, different Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
You got Old Testament, New Testament, just all kinds of great material. Call 1-800-836-9278 or go to kgov.com. All right, Dal, is this the final segment of the
this
broadcast?
This is it.
So the new laws, a couple more that I wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
In Illinois, lawmakers who are worried about racial profiling, they have a new law. Police have to record the motorist's race at every traffic stop.
That's so that we don't pay attention to race.
That's right. We want to be colorblind.
Liberals are hysterical.
Unbelievable.
Are they absolutely hysterical?
Unbelievable. Now, I wonder if you're a black cop, maybe you don't have to do it.
No, you got to do it.
Oh, even if you're a black cop and you stop a black guy?
Yeah.
Well, then how is that?
So, and pretty soon, it's not going to stop here, you know. Pretty soon, they're going to say, they're going to have to stop you for suspicion or whatever, taillights out.
Mopery with intent to creep.
They're going to have to say, are you, American Indian, black, what are you? Are you homo?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you gay, FOMO?
Which
female
is
homo?
Female homo, yeah.
What are you?
What are you? Here, fill out this form while I go run your driver's license. Can you believe this?
Right.
Unbelievable.
That's so liberal. That is so liberal.
So that's Illinois. By the way, Chicago topped the list this year of most murders. Over 550 murders just in the city limits of Chicago in 2003.
Wow.
And in Illinois, they're passing laws.
More than one a day.
To further tie the cops' hands. Meanwhile, more than one a day is getting murdered just in Chicago.
So if you've already stopped, say, two Irish guys.
Right.
And now you hear an APB.
Right.
For some Irish bank robber.
Well.
You're not going to stop
anybody.
You're
in a quandary because it's going to look like
you're profiled.
They're
going to sue you.
Right.
They're going to sue you.
That's right. He stopped three other Irish guys that day.
Right.
You know.
So this is time for the Irish to get out and do their thing.
Right. No. Now, wait, did I have another... I had one more new law in Illinois again. Illinois
is one basket case of
a Illinois state, has a new law that makes it illegal to drive in the left lane of an interstate highway for more than 1/2 mile.
Morons. They're just morons.
Now, how are you going to enforce
for
something
a half
like
mile
that?
If the speed limit is 65 miles an hour?
Yeah.
That means 28 and a half seconds.
Right. Which I'm sure that's in the law. It's probably written
somewhere. By 29
somewhere.
Seconds, you better be back in the center lane.
Now,
they're probably going to have some highway fatalities by people scared to death of getting a ticket.
Jerking their car back into the right lane.
Right. Smashing between two cars.
This happens every year.
You know, in Colorado, it's legal to drive in the left lane. Back east, it's not.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not. You can only they paved the left lane so they can have a lane that you're not allowed to drive in because they're bureaucrats,
right?
And have to say no,
and they want to have a
so 1/3 of the tar is inaccessible,
right?
Actually,
right.
They say that's the passing lane,
right? The passing lane.
You could only pass there,
right?
So even then, you might be passing 30 cars.
You might?
Because you're moving quicker than they are.
Right, right. There's one of those old hay trucks at the front, and there's like 90 people behind it.
Yeah, so now you're going to have to pass every car and move back in the center.
Right, that's
pass,
right.
Like, ridiculous.
This law is probably going to get somebody killed.
Well, Michigan, you know, Michigan is so stupid. They've got large swaths of the state where it's against the law to make a left-hand turn.
Well, now that would make getting around kind of difficult. How do they do that?
You have to go through the intersection. This is on major roads, like, say, Hampton.
Like a major cross.
Colorado Boulevard.
Yeah.
Something like that. You have to go through the intersection and make a U-turn a few hundred yards up and come back and swerve through two or three lanes of traffic and then make a right because they outlawed left-hand turns.
Because left-hand turns are obviously unsafe.
Or you could pass it and make three rights and get to where you're going.
Sure.
They're control freak liberal morons. So now add Illinois to the Michigan state.
And in the meantime, these laws that these states that pass these inane traffic laws, they regularly let murderers out of jail.
Right.
And they regularly allow rapists and kidnappers and drug dealers and pornographers walk the streets.
Yeah, Detroit. I remember when a kid was shot to death. He's walking in first grade class. And he was murdered. Somebody from a housing tenement shot him to death from the first floor bedroom window.
Yeah.
And so what they did, the Detroit Housing Authority, to combat this, they outlawed people living on the first floor. that's what they did.
That's like a George Carlin routine or something. You got to be kidding me.
That's what they did. So it's against the law to live in a housing tenement on the first floor.
Right.
So you have to be a better shot if you want to kill kids in Detroit.
Oh, man. Now, there's all the murder statistics came out this year. Mm. Gary, Indiana, finished 2003 with the nation's...
Michael Jackson was born there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, now that I didn't know. Mm. Well, they had the highest per capita homicide rate for the ninth straight year.
Per capita for the public school teachers tuning in.
Yeah.
That means per capita. So for every capital in the city,
in the state,
they had how many murders?
Yeah, per capital, they had 130. Well, let's see, they had 68 deaths out of 100,000 people.
So that's more than one for every 2,000 people.
Yeah, and 100,000 people, that's a relatively small community.
Yeah, right.
And to have 68 people killed, but the story talks about how great it is that this isn't 1995, because back then they had 132 people killed in Gary. Mm-hmm. So 68, apparently, to the bureaucrats, that's a pretty good year in Gary.
Yeah, right.
68 bodies piled up in the streets of Gary.
Yeah, this is the heyday of low crime.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. By the way, the police from Gary, they say that the problem is that in
Uzis.
Chicago... Well, no, not Uzis.
Not Uzis.
Well, that might be a part of it. But they say in Chicago that... they say every time Chicago tears down a high-rise public housing building, all those people move here.
To Gary.
That's in the article. Police chief in Gary, Indiana, said that. He said they're tearing down the tenement houses in Chicago. Those people are coming here.
So that's a racist statement. So is he a racist?
He's a police chief in a major urban city, so my guess is that he's black.
So, and he's allowed to make a racist statement.
Right. I guess so.
Yeah, if Bob Dole had said that.
Oh, yeah, they'd run him out of town on a rail.
We'd be laughing at him.
Yeah, but this guy, Police Chief Garnett Watson, can't really tell whether he's white or black, but he couldn't have said that if he was white, so he's got to be black. Hmm. Now, another story that I wanted to mention.
And we could Google that, by the way.
Yeah, you could.
All right,
go ahead. You want the guy's name again?
What's his name?
The guy's name is Garnett, G-A-R-N-E-T-T.
All right.
Garnett Watson.
All right.
Now, while you Google him, and we're going to try and get a picture of him, right?
Well.
See if we can get a picture of him, which is possible. Now, listen to this story, Bob.
Yeah.
In Phoenix, Arizona, this is a story from the Arizona Republic newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It says Brian Finkel, a once prominent Phoenix abortion doctor, was sentenced to more than 34 years in prison Friday for sexually abusing patients. Over a span of two decades.
That's so Lime 5 of him.
Lime 5. That's
very Lime
5
of him. That's the book that documents, 50 cases like this where abortionists.
Right. And for all you public school educators out there, that's the book that you won't find in the library there at your school.
Right. Lime 5.
It will not be there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'd have to. It's an amazing book.
A jury convicted this 54-year-old physician, they call him. Mm-hmm. Physician, they call him. Now, we need to do a study of that word, physician. What is the etymology of that word? My guess is it's like the opposite of someone who kills people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they call him a physician. Listen to this. Now, he's a pervert. They convicted him of all these sex abuse charges.
Right.
But the shocking part of the story, to me, is that Brian Finkel has performed more than 30,000 abortions.
Oh, brother.
30,000 abortions this guy has performed over the past 20 years.
And he was just convicted of what?
Just convicted of basically being a pervert with his clients while they were under the gas.
Hmm.
Basically, he's a pervert. Now, this guy was a national figure in the 1990s. He appeared on network talk shows denouncing abortion protesters.
Oh.
Meanwhile, he's groping the women before he kills their kids.
So 30,000 murders.
30,000.
And one rape. And finally.
Yeah, not one rape. 22 rapes.
I'm sorry.
22 that they were able to prove. 34 other counts the jury couldn't figure out.
And that's the Lime 5 book. Pointing out when a woman goes public, because they're ashamed to be in the abortion mill.
Right.
But when they go public, then other women come forward and say, he did this to me.
Yeah.
By the way, looking for
Garnett Watson.
Yeah.
The chief, the sheriff, police chief in Gary, Indiana.
There's 62 websites that mention him.
Yeah.
But this one, prosecutors are investigating a Gary police officer who is accused of raping a woman.
Oh.
So that's, it's everything's broken.
The police are investigating another police.
Yeah, and the physicians are killing babies and raping
Yeah, the physicians
patients.
Are killing people. The police are raping people. And, they're...
And well, not all, obviously.
No. But one thing you would expect in a civilized society is that that crime would be under control. That seems like a fundamental thing. But I think that we're very tolerant and almost immune. Mm-hmm. 68 bodies in Gary, Indiana. People are thinking, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad year in Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I saw a story on the news the other night. It's cold in Denver. It's winter, right? So what do people do? They warm their cars up. Well, guess what happens in Denver in the winter? Car theft goes through the roof.
Because the cars are being warmed.
And so what do the police come out and say? They say, don't warm up your car in the morning.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is America. This is a civilized country.
Right.
I should be able to warm up my car in the morning.
Right, exactly.
And the police, one of their responsibilities to the society, to the culture, should be to assure that we can warm up our car in the morning. I mean, is that asking too much of the civil authorities?
Right.
To be able to warm up our car when it's 9 degrees?
Right.
That's right. That was the story. They passed
passed
an ordinance that you cannot leave your car running.
And it's illegal to leave your keys in your car.
Yeah.
If somebody steals your car and you left your keys in them, they give you a ticket.
They give you a ticket. Now, that used to be the sign of
a... And then you die of a heart attack and you get to heaven and God says, I was playing with your brain. You thought this was just to steal your car? I wanted to kill you with a heart attack. People, that's the kind of God.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
That's the kind of God that Christians make a mockery of God. They don't realize it.
They don't realize that they're so doing it, but they do that.
Foolish.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. So, Doug, I've gone through a gazillion of these websites so far.
Well, there's one more abortionist off the streets, at least temporarily, Brian Finkel, a 54-year-old physician who kills babies for a living.
Yeah.
And he's a pervert to boot.
And
he wore a bulletproof vest and carried a gun all the time at the clinic.
And they have a hard time replacing abortionists.
Yeah, praise the Lord. I know why that is. It's because of insane right-wing Christians who go and visit the doctor's house.
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah. That's what does it. Christmas morning at the abortionist's house will definitely keep kids, young medical students, out of the abortion practice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, Doug, we're out of time. This is Bob in here reminding you. Thanks, Doug. Reminding you to do right. And, I got his picture here, I think.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about it after
the
show.
What's the verdict?
Do right and risk the consequence.